Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Terry Erickson, and he is the Lewis Fire Department Chief. So good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning.
Terry, you have a big event coming up here on Monday, right?
Tuesday.
Okay, we're telling people about this on Monday, but they need to make sure that to plan to attend on Tuesday. And so give us a little background about the event. We know where it's going to be. It's going to be at the new fire department in Lewis. But what time and what all's happening?
We're going to have it on Tuesday, January 10th at 10 a.m. We'll be having former governor Chuck Colver showing up, do a little speech, and show him our new building. Due to state funding, we got a grant for $280,950 from the state. So that kicked off our project getting started. We actually started fundraising back in July of 2001.
So it takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
Oh, a lot of work.
Yes. And this amount, as you said, just sort of kicked it off because you had to have fundraisers and lots of people involved with this.
Yeah, well, like I say, we've been going on since July of 2001. Our old building, we had three overhead doors, and now we actually had five vehicles.
A little difficult there.
Yeah, a little difficult at all. But this new building, it'll give us a lot more room and a lot faster response time for each vehicle having their own door with plenty of room and room for training. We're building a meeting room and a kitchen. The firemen are themselves right now.
So you're not quite done, but you got the major firefighting part of it done.
Yes. We got the major building done. The building itself is 130 feet by 50 feet. So it's given us a lot more room.
That's more than doubled it?
Yes. The old building was 40 by 60 with three overhead doors.
So, wow, you've really expanded. But where would we be without volunteer fire departments like Lewis? How much time, I want to start with, how much time do you spend getting ready in terms of your training? I'm always in awe of all the time you have to spend to be prepared before you actually go out to fight a fire.
Yeah, we actually spend every month, there's probably at least a couple hours at every meeting for funding and training and everything. We, as firefighter one and above, you're certified, so you have to have 24 hours of CEU every year.
And how do you get that? Does that all happen there at the fire department, or do you go
A lot of departments, we share back and forth with training. You can go to the state level. They offer a lot of training and everything through the state fire marshal's office.
Mm-hmm. So every month you're involved with that. Plus, of course, you have to be on call whenever you're
24/7.
Needed. That's what it's all about. And in addition to the firefighting, you have a good EMT department, as I understand.
Yes, there's seven of us on the EMTs. We actually have 14 total members, EMT and firemen. But we started back in 93 with the EMTs. We'd had nothing at that point. So we've come a long way with EMTs and first responders.
Okay, and that's extra training, correct?
That's extra training on top of that.
Yes. So, and how do you get that training?
Well, they have a convention every year at the state level, or it's just an ongoing every month training and everything.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things are you called out for on the first responders and EMTs?
Well, it's not only just emergency, but it's community protection with a lot of it. We have anywhere from anhydrous leaks to we've even had a child stuck in a recliner to help remove them.
Well, I recall somebody I used to work with called the fireman when she had a snake on her kitchen counter.
Yeah, you get some strange calls at times.
But you're there to help people, so.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're happier when it's something like that rather than a really serious kind of thing. And in terms of fires, there's a large variety of fires also.
Oh, yeah, anywhere from structure fires to field fires. It's quite a range. So there's a lot of training that goes into everything.
Are we going to be concerned at this point about those grass fires and field fires?
There's been a number of departments around that have had some small fires, and yeah, it's getting quite dry right now.
No moisture, no snow.
That's okay though. We really don't want the snow.
But we're going to need some moisture. But that does kind of raise the problems that you may have out there. I want to talk just a minute about candles, because I just heard somebody say, oh, they knocked a candle off a windowsill. No fire in that case, but what's your feeling, what's your facts about candles in the home?
Candles are a beautiful thing, but yes, they are quite a fire hazard. I mean, you never leave them unattended, because that is a big hazard.
Yeah, and it's, yeah, kids, cats, whatever.
Pets, anything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they are gorgeous, but they could cause some problems. Because you've been with the fire department for a lot of years, I want to kind of talk about what are some of the changes you've seen in those 20-plus years that you've been involved in terms of equipment, in terms of methods. What are some of those changes in 20 years that you see?
There's been a lot more certification from the state level. The use of foam has become a lot more adamant and everything. Of course, the equipment's changed so much, too, over the years.
So talk a little more about that.
The trucks have become so much more sophisticated with computers and everything, the foam systems, and then not only that, but they've become so much bigger. That was one reason for our building and everything, because the trucks just won't fit in these smaller buildings, and there's a lot of communities need the support from everybody for new structures.
And what about your personal equipment that you use? Has that changed much?
Yeah. Actually, when I started, there wasn't even bunker pants in our department. We just had 3/4 rubber boots. And it's come down from the state level that for bunker gear, full protective equipment, bloodborne pathogen, to protect us as first responders and EMTs and firemen.
And so that's one of the reasons you always have to keep up with what's happening.
Oh, yes.
And of course, that newer equipment and newer protection is protects the community, protects you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's
and
what it's all about.
It's quite expensive. It's not just a jacket and a pair of boots anymore.
I can't even imagine what does an entire outfit for you, for instance, that you put on when you, what does that cost?
For your bunker pants, the coat, jacket, and everything is right at about $1,700 per person.
Yeah, so and you have to keep that up to date too. So, in your building, I want to talk just a little more about the fundraising. You said you still have some work to do. What kind of fundraising is still going on?
Any donations greatly appreciated. We have to finish out, and the firemen themselves are building the kitchen area, the meeting room, and finish offing another restroom and utility room. So we're doing fundraising right now with brick sales. There'll be a wall dedicated to just bricks in memory of loved ones or just your family or however you want the wording on the brick. But we have 3 different levels that you can purchase. And you can look up any fireman and get the information from them.
So what are those levels?
We have a $100 brick, which is 4 inches by 8 inches, a $200 brick, which is 8 inches square, or a $500 brick, which is 12 inches square.
Okay, and as you said, anybody can do that.
Anybody,
You could have your family name, your pet's name, whatever you want, right?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Okay.
Yep.
And see any firemen about that. So on Tuesday, that would be a good time to sign up and get your check written.
Yep, there'll be a number of people there, and hopefully you'll stop by and see us.
Yeah. Now, I assume you're going to have a few refreshments.
Yeah, there'll be some refreshments, some coffee and tea and juice, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Some coffee cakes and a few munchies.
We can't get together without something to eat, right?
No.
It just is a part of the socializing project. Now, you talked about that... the past Governor Culver will be there, give a little speech. Anything else in that kind of program?
Well, we'll have the mayor. He's going to do a lot of how the projects come from over time. And, of course, I'll have a little speech of what the timeline's been and everything, how we've come along over all the years to get to this point.
Okay, is that starting right at 10?
At 10 o'clock.
Okay, so... don't mess around. Get there a little before 10. And
yep.
Get in.
Have some refreshments before everybody shows up.
Okay. Probably going to last, an hour or so?
I'd imagine, yeah.
Yeah. So come on by, and that is the Lewis Fire Department. And again, we don't need many instructions on how to get there, do we?
Nope. Just come right down Main Street, and you'll see the big red building. That's us with 5 overhead doors.
All right. Very good. Well... It's a great community project, great community effort that we all need to celebrate, because you go out and help other fire departments also.
Yes, yeah, we have mutual aid with other departments, and we do a lot of training. We're quite a group. We're a family, actually, yeah. You know, and it works well.
Do you have any women on your department right now?
Yeah, we have three women right now. They're all three EMTs.
All right. So that's another thing people in the community could say, you know, maybe I should be a part of the department. And so this would be a good time to talk to some of the firemen about that also.
Yes. Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers, and talk to any of us and everything, because we can sure use the help.
Okay. So that is Tuesday, 10 o'clock. Get there a little before 10 at the new fire department building in Lewis.
Yes.
So, thank you very much, Terry Erickson, who's the chief, for coming in this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Real charity doesn't care if it's tax deductible or not.